9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 megahertz in Nederland, Colorado, and worldwide at kgnu.org.
Thanks, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. As you may know, we are headed towards the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, which was announced with the surrender of Japan by President Truman on September 1st of 1945. So I thought it'd be fun to bring back some history and some music from that year. So stay tuned for some fun sounds. Well, we'll see if the second CD player will work a little bit more successfully for us, but I thought we'd get started with a big hit from 1945 for the Andrews Sisters, one of their million sellers of many, of course. Here is a tune that was written by Maury Amsterdam, who was a member of the Dick Van Dyke Show, if you remember the comedian from those days. And this is Rum and Coca-Cola.
They make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, beat it, man, beat it.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. I romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love. Next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man. It's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola.
thought up a plan, dressed as a man, walking the earth, and since he began,
the world is hell for you and me.
But what a heaven it will be
when that man is dead and gone. When that man is dead and gone,
we'll go dancing down the street, kissing everyone we meet when that man is dead and gone.
What a day to wake up on. What a way to greet the dawn.
Some fine day the news will flash, Satan with a small mustache is asleep beneath the lawn.
When that man is dead and gone. What a happy way to greet the dawn.
Some fine day the news will flash, Satan with a small mustache is asleep beneath the lawn.
When that man is dead and gone. When that certain man is dead and gone, gone, gone.
When that man
sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of got an accent, chew with the positive, eat limb, money for negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium's liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accent, you wait the positive, heal them, money the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got the accent, you wait the positive, healing money, the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium's liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? And they said you better accent, you win the positive, you eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess around with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. He's a mess, don't mess with him. Don't mess around with Mr. In Between.
This is London calling. Here is a news flash. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead. I repeat that. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
There's gonna be a hallelujah day when the boys have all come home to bed. The million bands begin to play. We'll be dancing the victory polka. And when we lift the torch of liberty in each blacked out land across the sea, when a man can proudly say I'm free, we'll be dancing the victory polka. And we will give a mighty cheer when a ration book is just a souvenir. And we'll heave a mighty sigh when each gal forgets the boy she kissed goodbye. And they'll come marching down Fifth Avenue, the United Nations in review. When this lovely dream has all come true, we'll be dancing the victory polka. Dance, dance, dance the victory polka.
Join, join the merry throng.
Sing, sing, sing the victory polka.
Raise your voices loud and strong.
There's gonna be a great hallelujah day when the boys have all come home to stay.
And a million bands begin to play. We'll be dancing the victory polka.
And they'll come marching down Fifth Avenue, the United Nations in review.
When this lovely dream has all come true,
we'll be dancing the victory polka. We'll be dancing the victory polka.
In January 1943, the late President Roosevelt and Premier Churchill met in Casablanca. There they pronounced the formula of unconditional surrender for the Axis powers. In Europe, that formula has now been fulfilled. The Allied force, which invaded Europe on June 6, 1944, has, with its great Russian allies and forces advancing from the south, utterly defeated the Germans by land, sea, and air. This unconditional surrender has been achieved by teamwork. Teamwork not only among all the allies participating, but among all the services, land, sea, and air. To every subordinate that has been in this command of almost 5 million allies, I owe debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. The only repayment that can be made to them is a deep appreciation and lasting gratitude of all free citizens of all the United Nations.
May 8th, 1945.
This is Piccadilly Circus, that rather small open space in the center of London where in peacetime the traffic used to go round and round and then spill out into five separate streets. But believe me, tonight there is no traffic in Piccadilly Circus. I can remember this place when it was completely empty and you could read a newspaper by the light of the flares dropped by German bombers. There was a time when our bomber boys said that you could walk on the flak when you were flying over the Ruhr, and tonight you could walk on the heads of people all the way across Piccadilly Circus. They're jammed absolutely tight. A few minutes ago, a motorcycle went through and there were four people on it, and now people are throwing confetti at me. I'm down on the sidewalk with a policeman here who is altogether inadequate protection. Now, we're just going to ask the policeman here what he thinks of the crowd and whether or not he has had any trouble. Has it been a fairly
I think they're a marvelous crowd. A grand lot of people, not causing us any disturbance whatsoever.
Now, we're just...
All I hope is they'll soon go home.
Well, now,
We're just going to check that statement that we had from the policeman because there's another gentleman here from the Red Cross and St. John's Ambulance. That is the organization here that takes care of the casualties, shall we say, in this celebration. Have you had many casualties today, sir?
Well, it's not been too bad, you know, today. People have been very good on the whole, although the weather's been very close indeed. But we may get a few extra tonight when they get more excited.
You don't think they've really gotten excited yet?
They're not warmed up to it yet, but they will.
About what time do you think they really got going?
Well, about midnight.
About midnight. Incidentally, you may hear an occasional bang in the course of the next few minutes, but it's just effervescent people shooting off fireworks here in Piccadilly Circus.
Of course, May 8th, 1945, the surrender of Germany, and the report there from Edward R. Murrow of CBS. Just prior to that, we heard Dwight D. Eisenhower and his announcement of the German surrender. Prior to that, we heard the Victory Polka by the Andrews Sisters, the news bulletin that Hitler is dead, and we heard Accentuate the Positive, the great Johnny Mercer tune sung there by Ella Mae Morse, and we backed up clear to 1942 with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, When That Man Is Dead and Gone. We started that set with a huge hit for the Andrews Sisters in 1945, Rum and Coca-Cola. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast as we mark the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Of course, while Japan was still out there, it was tough not to celebrate in the United States as well as Germany, the major Axis power of Europe, had surrendered. And soon, Les Brown and his vocalist Doris Day, along with Les's orchestra, would record the biggest hit Les Brown or Doris Day would ever have. Here's Sentimental Journey.
Long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up at heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey. Waiting for the train to come in, waiting for my man to come home. I've counted every minute of each livelong day, been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more, waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track, looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin, waiting for the train to come in. Choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin, waiting for the train to come in.
Nobody has ever accused Woody Herman of perpetrating the sweet or the slushy, heaven forfend. And he is never, never trite. It is, I think, a tribute to the inherent good taste of Mr. Igor Stravinsky that he agreed with the American people on this matter of Woody Herman and the Herman Herd. What did Stravinsky do? He sat right down and wrote a special composition, which the Herd is soon to present in its premiere at Carnegie Hall. As for the American people, they have chosen Woody Herman as the outstanding new band of the year. Such unanimity must be deserved. And here, by way of proof, Caledonia.
She's great big feet, she's lonely, lank, had nothing to eat, but she's my baby lover just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia's her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you big and so hard? Love you just the same. Crazy about about that woman called Caledonia's her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what did you get for? Tonight, Caledonia, tell me everything, tell me more, tell me all, Caledonia, look grand tonight. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head sore?
We started that set with, of course, Les Brown and his Band of Renown, with vocalist Doris Day on Sentimental Journey. We followed that up with Peggy Lee, backed by Dave Barber, her husband, at the guitar, and his orchestra with Waiting for the Train to Come In. And we finished that set with a V-disc recording introduced by Orson Welles of Caledonia, a standard that Woody Herman would continue to play throughout his career. This is Dave Gloss. We're about halfway through our broadcast this evening here on KGNU. As you know, your comments, suggestions, and requests are always welcome here on KGNU. If you'd like to give me a call with any suggestions for future broadcasts or any tune you'd like to hear, please give me a call at 303-825-0619. Next week, we'll be having a really interesting broadcast, Les Brown and his Band of Renown in 1959 at the Ilitch Trocadero Ballroom here in Denver. Lots of fun. KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org, or you can reach them by phone at 303-388-0918. We're going to listen now to another version of a great Tommy Dorsey hit that was an instrumental penned by Cy Oliver. And after Gene Krupa heard it and he reformed his orchestra in 1945, he brought back Anita O'Day to sing with him and hired Cy to come up with a new arrangement of Opus 1 that I'm sure you'll enjoy.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
Thank you. 11:60 p.m. The clock was striking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11:60 p.m. The moon was high in the sky. You had that look in your eye. I tried to kiss you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 1200 times. Spent the evening walking around the block. It was grand to wind up closer together than 12 o'clock. I gotta see you again and hold you close to me when the clock is striking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11:60 p.m. 11:60 p.m. 11:60 p.m. Good night.
To give to this tune so Frankie can croon, and maybe old Bing will give it a fling, and that'll start everyone a-humming the thing. The melody's dumb, repeat and repeat, but if you can swing, it's got a good beat, and that's the main thing to make with the feet, 'cause rockin' rhythm's ruling the day, so they call it Opus One. Come on, latch on and jump. Hey, 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 it's Opus One. This ain't no time to slump. Maybe if Benny the King would do it in swing, and old Mr. G could rock it for me, there's never a doubt you'll knock yourself out if ever you should hear Opus One. Thank you.
you know, he smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know, he smiled at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Oh, maybe tonight I'll hold him tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time.
We started that set from September 1st of 1945 with Harry Truman announcing the surrender of Japan. We followed that up with 11:60 p.m., the Harry James Orchestra, of course, with Pretty Kitty Callan. And then we had My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. Once again, a huge hit for Les Brown with Doris Day and Opus 1, by Gene Krupa. Interesting weather we've been having lately. It seems like we went from rain to lots and lots and lots of heat, and now things have cooled down. So let's check out the Denver Boulder forecast. Tonight, mostly clear, the low around 56 degrees. Tomorrow, it will get warm pretty quickly at 92 for a high. And then Saturday and Sunday look to be more moderate at 88 and 82, respectively, for highs. So some nice weather to get your Cadillac or LaSalle out for a nice spin. Let's continue on now with more of the sounds of the year 1945.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to end. I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan. In the reply, there is no qualification. Arrangements are now being made for the formal signing of the surrender terms at the earliest possible moment. General Douglas MacArthur has been appointed the Supreme Allied Commander to receive the Japanese surrender.
Restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams, I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams, I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, it might as well be spring.
We started that set with I Fall in Love Too Easily. Of course, a young Frank Sinatra out on his own after leaving Tommy Dorsey. And that was from the soundtrack of Anchors Away from MGM. Then we heard the Artie Shaw Orchestra, the post-Navy stint of the orchestra that Artie put together from 1945. That was an instrumental called The Hornet. And you can begin to hear the sort of boppish sounds that were beginning to integrate themselves into the jazz bands of the day. Of course, Dick Hames sang It Might As Well Be Spring, and that was from State Fair. He introduced that song, which won the Academy Award for the year 1945, and Margaret Whiting also had a hit recording of that particular piece. So I hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast as we celebrate the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. It's amazing when you sit down and talk with a veteran of that era, and what they went through was just incredible. I certainly encourage everyone to give a thank you to what's now become known as the Greatest Generation. They were really something special. Upcoming, KGNU, of course, is proud to sponsor the Ned Fest, which is coming up next weekend. It's an annual 3-day outdoor music and arts festival in Nederland, Colorado. We host a wide range of music from broadcast to rock and roll, with a hint or two of jazz. On-site camping is available next to the Barker Reservoir. This year's Ned Fest features performances by Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Hardworking Americans, the March 4th Marching Band, and many more. So tickets and information for the full festival lineup are available at nedfest.org. An easy 20-minute drive out of Boulder. Ned Fest next weekend. Let's wrap up with a couple of hits as the boys were returning home in 1945.
looking that rates an ovation. Know that I'm in a state of elation. Call the press in, I've got a quotation. Tell the nation my guy's come back. No more blues for me. No, no more. No more. Just good news for me. Just good news in store. So roll the car out, we gotta get moving. Hang a star out, my guy is approving. When we are out, we really get grooving. Life's improving, my guy's come back. Tell that preacher man, today is the day. Got my preacher man, and we're on our way. Hallelujah, my guy's come back.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra, My Guys Come Back, followed by, once again, Kitty Callan with Harry James and his orchestra, It's Been a Long, Long Time. I'll be back next week with some live sounds of Les Brown and his band of renown at the Denver Elitch Trocadero Ballroom. The year was 1959, so be sure to tune in next week for great sounds of the swing era. As we approach the 10 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you, this is KJNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, transmitter K229 AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz, and on the World Wide Web at KGNU.org. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned now for jazz.